We are joined here in the media center with the current top fuel number one qualifier, Mike Salinas. His pass of 3.705 at 328.46 miles per hour took him to the top of the category. Mike, can you talk about coming out here to Las Vegas and the atmosphere change and how that affected your car for today?
Actually, Alan and Brian and all the guys, they were preparing for this. You know, they actually been watching the weather way before this. They had a pretty good handle on what we're supposed to do. Since we fell on our face in Arizona and Gainesville, we don't want that to happen again. So they actually field stripped that car four times and found our problem. So now we're just happy that we found our problem and now we can go race.
Speaking of which, you have a whole new crew this year. Can you talk about the different dynamic and what that change has been like for you this year?
Actually, it's really nice because now I don't have to worry about the car. I can jump in the car and go drive the car and have a great time. Top-notch, professional. When you want to, you know, I want to beat Steve Torrence. He's the best. That's what we're going after. And with this crew that we have, I believe we can do it.
Any questions from the media?
Obviously, you're driving your car. What's it like watching your daughters also racing?
You know, it's been really fun. I'm just really happy for them that they're out here doing this because on the other side, most people don't get to see how hard they worked. The coolest part is both daughters, I made them put the first $50,000 to buy these teams and out of their pockets. So Jasmine sold her couch to finish off the $50,000, so it was kind of cool. So my kids, they work for everything. It's really awesome. I told them they put the first $50,000. That means they're dedicated, and I'm having a great time. Wife's a little nerve-wracked with it, but we still have two more daughters coming in, so this is going to be fun.
Did you ever have a talk with John Force? You know, someone who's kind of gone through that with having daughters, the emotional side.
Well, you know what's really funny? I stopped him at one of the races, and I asked him, how do you do this? How do you do this with the emotions, and you drive and do everything? He told me that he puts himself in a different place when he goes and drives. The nice part is he's well experienced, and I got to learn a lot from him if we're going to have our kids out here. You know, because there are, you know, the dangers of what we're doing and all that. NHRA, the safety crews, everybody's the best we can have. But I think as a whole, you still have that little in your head that, you know, if something happens. But one thing, I built strong, confident young women, and I want them to live what they want to live and be strong as they can. They're running companies now, so I know they can do anything. And the coolest thing is I got them believing they can do anything. Yeah, that's great. You know, I had five sisters, and I have four daughters and one wife, so I've been around women all my life, so, you know, I'm pretty hard on my girls. I really am. I don't think I would be any different on a boy, but I know my girls. All of us, second isn't best for us, and it's a rough household to live in when all we've done is number one in our whole life, and that's just... We don't compete with anybody else in our world. We compete with ourselves, our personal best. So, I actually thought that run should have been a 68 or 69. You know, I mean, I've been there. I know what Alan's capable of. I know what these guys can do. So, to be totally honest with you, I'm here for one thing, nothing else. I've done what everybody else has done. Now I want to come and win. And if it doesn't happen with Alan, then it's just not meant to be. But it's going to happen because we're working diligently, surrounded by really good people. Antron helped me. Jack Beckman helped me. You know, Steve Torrence gave me some good advice. So I think the whole group of people that we race with, they're very amazing. You know, they all want us to succeed up until you get to that line.
Do you think that success, wanting that success, helps the category as a whole and keeps it very competitive and healthy and allows it to show the strength of all competitors?
Oh, yeah. Actually, this last couple of years, you do not take anybody lightly. You don't disrespect anybody or think that they can't do it because that's when you're going to get bit. Anybody could win out here. Steve and Billy, they have a program that is amazing. And basically, those are the people that we're following. Everybody. Everybody in the class is chasing them because they're amazing. They really are. They're the best in the business.
Yeah, had some success the last couple of years, but like I said, a lot of breakage. What does this do for your driving state of mind to know that everything's ship-shaped behind you?
Well, I'm working on that this year. I really am. Need a lot of work on it, to be honest with you. I'm trying to learn how to get in that place that Perdomo was in, his own little world, and with this ADD stuff, it's a little hard. Got squirrels bouncing off the wall.
All right, well, thank you. Best of luck.
Welcome.
This weekend.
Thank you.